Yeah, sorry for looking so shitty, but I'm in my bed in the thing. I tried to get some sleep. They've been fucking around in the... Well, just have a look at this. There's a sort of sharp-edged ceramic that's all over this place. And I've been trying to remove it. I had to fight, really fight with them just to cover up the broken tiles. Really shitty... If you've ever picked up a broken cup and sliced your finger and seen how sharp ceramic is, you'll know why I find it so dangerous. But the floor had broken tiles like that, which were moving every time you stepped on them. Like, and any kid or person could have tripped on them and sliced open any part of the body with the edge of it, you know. And I had to fight to cover them up. I kept covering them up with things, and they kept removing the things and telling me off, and I just had to beg the owner to leave. I actually brought in a rug, for example. I used one of my own things, and I gave it to them. I said, please let me cover it because it's dangerous. And they just acted like I'm an evil demon for trying to protect people from the... Oh, anyway. Sorry, I look like shit, and I wish I could make a better impression. It's one of the things that I hate about my situation is... I don't want to represent anything at the moment physically because I don't look like shit, but I promise on a good day I would easily fit in my grandfather's Lieutenant Colonel SS uniform. I'd be able to do him proud. On a good day, my highest compliment to myself is that to say into the reflection that yes, you would be a role model, you know, that people could look up to. That literally I think of myself in an SS uniform and to think that I'll be worthy of it. But right now I feel like shit and look like shit, so sorry about that. And if it means a lot to people, I'll make an effort to wear a shirt in future, even though I find it really silly. And ancient Germanics didn't wear shirts. So anyway. I hate talking about violence. And Adolf Hitler hated talking about violence. But he was the greatest man in recorded history, for sure. If there's things about him we don't know that might change that, I'm not going to second guess what might be possible that we don't know. But what we do know is that Adolf Hitler, based on everything we know about him, was the greatest man in history, in recorded history. He really was, you know. Even though maybe Goebbels and some of the others slightly mockingly called him the German Messiah, he really was a real Messiah. And if it turns out that some evidence is, you know, dug up to prove he's a false Messiah, well, I'm not going to second guess that, you know. And if there's anyone, if there are any heroes on this planet, then Adolf Hitler is the hero. Yeah, it's as simple as that. But the point of this video is I've already made enough videos to get myself locked up for life, you know. When I don't log in and I see that my channel is incitement to hatred, I've got to say fuck yeah now. I've got to own it. I'm not going to make excuses or apologize. Incitement to hatred? I'm not inciting anyone to hatred. The facts incite people to hatred, and I provide the facts. And if people are telling me that I have to withhold facts from people because it will make them angry and make them hate their enemy, then I have to say fuck you to those people. And it's really obviously clear now that even though we all want peaceful settlement, just like Adolf Hitler wanted peaceful settlement and made the most generous peace deals to the entire world, that's why Hitler armed Germany, because he realized in advance they only listen to you when you're from a position of power. And even from the position of power they were in, the Jews, the cult of Judah, had such control over Britain and America, and of course total control of the Soviet Union, that there was no chance for peace. the only possibility was going to be a violent struggle. And that's why, that's the only thing I found in Mein Kampf that was any reference that you might be able to say, look, that they did plan some sort of violence. He stated, and he expressed it in a very heartfelt way, and I wish I could remember the exact words, but he did admit that what they would have to do would be monstrous. He wasn't talking about genocide of 6 million Jews. That's not what he meant by monstrous. Because Adolf Hitler was such a kind-hearted, compassionate man, just work camps to him were monstrous, yeah? That's what he meant by monstrous. Just having to send young men into battle to die was monstrous. Having to bomb families in their homes was monstrous, sorry. He did tell the people of Warsaw to evacuate. He gave them warnings after warning after warning saying, get the fuck out of Warsaw. Yeah, the Poles were just completely fucking arrogant. Oh yeah, Britain is going to protect us, you know. My fucking God, Poland, look at all the promises made to you. I told the Polish guy that was in my room. He got really angry with me and even stopped talking to me. First, I couldn't stop him from talking. I just wish he'd shut up. But at the end, he wouldn't even talk to me at all because I said, look, you guys asked for it. You could have been reasonable and decent with the Germans, but no, you thought, oh no, we've been given this shit by Versailles Treaty, we're going to keep it. Because Britain will help us keep it. You know, anyway, I'm getting a migraine now. I don't like getting emotional, but... See, we don't get to see film of Adolf Hitler in his private, you know, he had to be strong. Sorry. And he didn't want violence, but you have a choice. And that's what I'm saying now. It's really obvious to me that there's no other choice but violent struggle. And in order to have any chance of victory, people are going to have to do monstrous things. And I don't even know if it's worth it. I don't even know if there's enough people... For me, personally, with my ethics, that worth fighting for. I'm fighting, and I don't know if I can find any to fight with. I joked with someone in my room, and I'm going to get in deep shit for saying this live, you know. I said, my biggest complaint is that people that have been wasted. I said, there must be someone out there with access to a whole bunch of C4 who could send it to me. Because as I said in a song I wrote a long time ago, give me some C4, I'll show you what it's good for, you know. Because I do know what it's good for. And that's what I thought, that if I have to die without, and my death is wasted when I could have done something, if somebody in the world had just managed to provide me with the means... I suspect, of course, if anyone ever did send me anything, though, I would have clear, obviously, my first suspicion would be that it's a setup, you know, and it's controlled opposition sort of thing. Because they want, I know, this is the thing, see, this is what I'm getting to. I know they want violence, everyone knows they want violence, and they think that they give, that's their advantage, violence, that they can win. And they're probably right, because they were right before. But there is no other alternative, because they are going to round us up again, like they did in the Soviet Union. They've been doing it already, rounding people up. You know, people like me, anyone who questions the CO2vid cult dogma, they are going to do it. I'm glad my head's cleared up. I'm just going to be emotional, sorry. Because I hate violence, sorry. Yes. Anyway, I'm going to have to stop this video and try to make it again. But my point is, as much as I hate violence, there's not going to be any choice. You can choose suicide. You can just leave the planet and leave it to its fate. But if you have family, etc. The old Germanics, when they saw that the battle was lost, they killed themselves and their entire families so that they wouldn't become slaves. That's documented. But we're not that far yet. I mean, no one ever wants to come to that. But it's a fact, it's going to have to be a violent struggle. And me saying that means I'll probably get a visit from the police. But if anyone follows my whole body of work, we didn't get to see into the mind of Hitler and his life, really. Just bits and pieces of it, mostly propaganda. And Mein Kampf, which wasn't really that personal. So I'm being much too personal now. I wish I was stronger, but I just want people to know that I don't say it easily. I don't say it with a light heart. That the only alternative we have is going to be ruthless, violent struggle. If we want to defeat them. If you want to go along with them, that's your choice. If you think there's an option of going along with them, that's your choice. And if you decide you don't want to be violent and dirty your soul, if you think it's better to leave the planet than to sully your soul with violence, I understand that too. It's an option I've been considering. But if you do decide that you're going to fight, you have to realize right now that it's going to be dirty and ugly and horrible. And it's really hard to distance yourself between what you stand for and the things you don't want to do, but which you are compelled to do to protect the things you stand for. Anyway, I've got to stop the video. It's too long. I'll try to make the next one more strong. Sorry. Ciao for now.